I, for one, I came into this country less than 6 weeks, more than 6 weeks now, to be precise. And if I'm to choose being here and home, in spite of all the instability, I prefer to be with my family because I have a daughter back home. But it's so unfortunate because my in-laws, they once, after the birth of my daughter in 2002, they want to circumcise me at the same time circumcise her. And it's been hell. They went off and all that. Myself and my husband, we even had to go to the customary court to lay a complaint. At the end of the day, we were told to go home and make peace. That since it's a family tradition, there's little or nothing they can really do, but that we should go home and make peace. I tried avoiding them and all that, but it didn't work. In fact, because the customary court's president was a woman, she actually called myself and my husband and told us if I'm able to go somewhere, relocate for some time, maybe there'll be peace. And I had to leave my house, leave the comfort of my home at least. I know I have a home. I have my husband, I have my daughter. I have to run. I have to leave them at home and come down here pregnant, having to take care of my baby all by myself. I don't know, but it's very unfair. It's very, very unfair. They keep saying they are campaigning against circumcision at home, but it's not true. Most of these things are lip service. They get money from corporate bodies that they are organizing awareness program, but they don't go to the people that are affected. How do you know the pains those people are going through? You don't go to the local areas where all these things are going on, and you say you are doing an awareness program. That's not the way. If you want to do awareness program, you have to go to the grassroots where this thing is actually happening. I'm short of words, but it's very unfair to leave your home. You leave your 3-year-old daughter. Every day you are worried. You don't know what she's going through. You don't know if she's been bathed well. You don't know if... Thank you.